So thankful this morning for the time that Jesus stepped in. Things look hopeless, look impossible. It looks like there might be no end, no way to break the cycle. But you know that Jesus came to break the cycle of sin. He came to break the cycle of addiction. He came to break the cycle of pride. He came to break the cycle of the things of the flesh that people get so entrenched and entrapped in. And there's an answer, and that's in Jesus Christ. So I thank God for the Lord and for the plan of salvation this morning. I'd like to continue with a little series. This would be kind of the third part in the little series of messages that we've been preaching. And it has been focused around Jesus Christ and why we do what we do, why we live like we live. The title of the message is Christ's Call, Forsake and Follow. I'd like to turn to a familiar passage of Scripture in Matthew in the fourth chapter and desire a special interest in your prayers that the Spirit of the Lord, that the Word would accomplish the Lord's purpose today. Matthew chapter 4, beginning with verse 18. Said Jesus, walking by the Sea of Galilee, saw two brethren, Simon called Peter, and Andrew his brother, casting a net into the sea, for they were fishers. So Peter and Andrew were carrying on with the duties of life. There was nothing wrong in and of itself with fishing. There was nothing wrong with casting their nets out, trying to make a living for their family. But Jesus, as he walked by, he said unto them, "Follow me, and I will make you fishers of men." And they straightway left their nets, and they followed him. I would this morning that we would get hold of this very fundamental concept of following Christ. Jesus said, "Follow me and I will make you fishers of men." And what did these two brothers do? They left their nets. We are living in a world where religion and Christian churches, many of them, are teaching to follow Christ. But I want us to know, according to Scripture this morning, if we are going to follow Christ, we are going to have to forsake some things. And we are living in where truth has been compromised, it has been watered down, and I want to reveal and expose the enemy for who he is this morning, that if we are going to follow Christ and respond to Christ's call, we're going to have to forsake before we can follow. Jesus said, "Follow me," and they left their nets to follow him. There are a lot of people this morning that, and I remember preaching a message here years ago, I believe, on dragging nets. But there are a lot of people this morning that say, "Lord, I will follow you," and they are dragging their nets behind them. This morning, if you have your nets with you, the nets of the flesh, the nets of the world, the nets of lust, the nets of pride, the nets of the immodesty and immorality that's in the world, it is not possible to follow Jesus Christ. You take note, that's a very definitive statement, isn't it? Jesus, this is the message that Jesus came to bring. He did not pull any punches. He was very clear about his requirements if we were going to respond to the call of Christ. It is wonderful to hear the call of God, and I trust that each and every one of you has heard his call. Do you remember? Can you think back to a time that you heard the Lord call your name? I remember on more than one occasion the Lord has called my name, and it was comforting to me. Because I knew the Lord was interested in me when he called my name. But when the Lord calls our name, he is calling to raise us up from where we are. He's calling to give us hope. He's calling to give us security. But I want us to know the security this morning is not in the nets of the world. The security and the peace does not come from doing the things that I was doing. But when Jesus says, I want you to follow me, it means he wants us to fully and completely, without reservation, say, Lord, I'm going to follow you with all of my heart. And if we are not willing to follow the Lord this morning with all of our heart, we will not make it. You can go to some other places to worship this morning, and they're going to make you feel good about yourself. There are some other places that you can go worship, and you have that freedom this morning to go and find. You come into town, many towns, it says attend the church of your choice. And they have a list of churches, and you know that you do have that freedom and that right. But I also want to remind us this morning that there is only one way to make it to heaven. There is only one way for us to really have that real personal peace and the joy. And that's going to be by responding to the call of Christ, which was forsake your nets and come and follow me. I want to experience the fullness of the joy of the Lord this morning. But too many times in the religious world, this is not what they're preaching. And the enemy would like it to come right among us this morning. The enemy would like it to come upon people that have had a knowledge of truth. But this is personal now. That's what the foundation of this series is. It is your personal relationship with Jesus Christ to know that it is His words. It is His way. It is His doctrine. And He is the life giver. He is the Savior. He is the healer. He is the one that can give you victory in your life. It's not from being in these four walls. It's not by this ministry or another ministry, but it's by focusing in on Jesus Christ. But if Jesus is the answer this morning, I want to challenge us to take seriously His words. Follow me. And it means to follow something means to leave something else behind. People ask, are you following Jesus? And he say, yes, I'm following Jesus. How would we respond if they say, so what have you left behind? Well, I can kind of do whatever I want to do, but yes, I accept Jesus. Do you realize that that's just words? If we follow Jesus this morning, if it's going to mean anything, it means that right with the following, there has been a forsaking. That I've left something behind for following Jesus. Well, remember, and I think I ended after the message last Sunday, the young rich ruler that came to Jesus. He said, good master, what do I need to do to have eternal life? I want to follow you. And Jesus said, if you would be perfect, he said, go and sell everything that you have and then come and follow me. Why didn't Jesus just say, follow me? You know, maybe down the road, I may call for some of your money or something. It was a heart issue. Do you realize it wasn't the money? It was a heart issue. And this morning, this is a heart issue. If you want to understand the church of God, it's a heart issue. It's not the church of man. We're talking about the church of God. What is the foundation of the church of God? It's Jesus Christ. It's God's church. So regardless of what I do, regardless of what people at Monarch do, we're talking about the church of God now. This is His people. So I want to know, what does Jesus want? And Jesus is saying, if you're going to follow me, there's going to be some sacrifice involved. If you're going to follow me, it's going to have to go beyond your preferences and your inclinations. And I want this and I don't want that. It's going to only come by people that have sold out for God, that, Lord, no matter what the cost, I'm going to follow you. And that means I'm going to have to give some Michael up. It means I'm going to have to give the world up. It means I'm going to have to the affections that I have for things that are interfering with my walk with Jesus Christ. The Lord is saying, I want you to forsake those things because I want to fill that place in your life. Whereas you're longing for the things of the world. You're longing after the things of the flesh. The Lord wants to be that for us. The Lord wants to be our all in all, as you brought out last Sunday. The Lord wants to be everything in our life. But are we willing this morning to do some forsaking? Saints of God this morning, we are in the last times. And the enemy is working hard to cause us to fall away from following truth and following Jesus Christ. And we can talk about this one and that minister and that church. What does that have to do with it? It's about Christ's call now. And Jesus said, if you want to follow me, this is what it's going to take. And I am so thankful that the Lord was faithful. You see, we live in a time where some people forsake some things, but they don't follow. They'll lay some things aside, but they're not following the Lord. Others will follow, but they don't forsake. You know, the scripture says that the gate is narrow. Also, the way is narrow. This is a narrow way this morning. And the scripture says, few there be that find it. Are we finding it? If we want to find it, it's going to be by answering Christ's call to forsake and to follow. And we can continue our fellowships. We can continue having camp meetings. We can continue coming together week after week. And we can have a form of worship. And we can have a form of godliness. But may it go on record for each and every one of us, and it starts with me, that I'm going to have to answer the call of Christ. And if I want to experience the real joy of salvation, and I want to make heaven my home, it's going to come by forsaking things that are interfering with my walk with God. It means I'm going to have to love Him with all of my heart. Because the scripture says that no man can serve what? No man can serve two masters, which means I'm going to have to forsake my old master. I'm going to have to forsake my old desires. I'm going to have to forsake the things that, well, I like this. But if it's contrary to the Word of God, that's contrary to Christ, which means He's saying, I want you to forsake this, and I want you to follow me. If you want the key to riches and fame and self-fulfillment of the flesh, there are other places that you can go this morning. But if you want the key to have peace with God on a daily basis, and if you want the key to eternal life, it's going to be to personally listening for Christ's call. And if you only hear the words to follow, you are not getting the whole message. To follow Him successfully, we're going to have to lay some things down. And we are living in a world that, generally speaking, has not been willing to lay things down. And they're losing their power with God. Jesus said in Matthew 16, and as we turn and read that, you've heard the expression, I think there's a song, and I don't remember all the words to the song, but it the essence of it is this, that you know, give me an easier way, preacher. Give me an easier way, preacher. Tell me something that makes me feel good. But that's not what's going to bring life. It's not what's going to get us to heaven, folks. Why are we listening? Why are we listening to the other voices this morning? We need to listen to Christ. This is what Christ said. Matthew 16, verse 24. Then said Jesus to His disciples, if any man will. You know, a lot of times we go on to the next part. If any man will come after me, let him. And then He gives us some information. Let's read it and we're going to come back to it. If any man will come after me, let him do what?
Deny himself.
Deny himself. Does anyone here like denial? Does anybody here like to deny themselves? I think it's fine for us to say no. That's okay. That's honest. Because the reason I don't want to deny myself because I think it feels good what I'm doing. It's my preferences. It's my likes. It's my perspective. And it's my opinion. And you start messing with my opinions and you start messing with my preferences, we can have a discussion. But these are mine. This is what I think. You know, some people don't like black and whites, right? Everything, this is what the religious world has done. They have tried to make everything relative. But let's just put it on the line this morning. There are some black and whites in the New Testament. We say, well, I'm free from the law of the Old Testament. I am, but I have been redeemed and been called to a higher standard than the Old Testament. So when we put it on the line, it means then that the Lord is looking for our hearts. He's looking for our love, and He's looking for our devotion. And Jesus is saying, if you will come after me, you are going to have to deny your ways, deny your opinions. And some of you may be thinking this morning, okay, that's as far. You don't need to go any further. I'm not willing to do that. Okay, I'm going to be black and white because Jesus was. You won't make it. Soften it, preacher. I would rather hear the words of life that gives me a possibility to make it right now than to stand before the Lord and the Lord says, Michael, I told you. I said, but Lord, give me another opportunity. When Jesus spoke and He preached and He taught, it says that there were those that walked away. They walked away from Jesus. And when people walk away today, they say the preacher was too hard. Should have softened a little bit. You know, everything, we need to preach the truth in love. And that's what this has been about. It's in love, but it was in truth. It was in truth because Jesus wanted the people to know, if you're going to make it, I'm giving you the words of life. And He said, if you will come after me, deny yourself and take up your what? What does a cross represent? It's what? Painful. It's painful. It hurts. It's disgrace. It's death. It's crucifixion. This morning we need to crucify ourselves. We need to die out to the lusts and the desires of the flesh and of the world. And if we're not willing to do it, we're not going to make it, folks. Jesus said, if you will come, that was His call. He wants us to come. His arms are outstretched in love and compassion, and no one's going to force us. It's not about the church now. It's not about the preachers now. It's about us and Jesus Christ. And He said, I want you to know that if you're going to come after me, Sister Renee, if you're going to come after me, you're going to have to deny yourself. And you're going to have to take up your cross and follow me because I have something better to give you. This morning, do you know that when we deny ourselves, the Lord has something better to give us? In what looks like such a cross to us, and I don't want to give that up. When we do it, the Lord has something so much better to give to us. It is a lie of the enemy to make serving God is just in a straitjacket, and I can't do this and I can't do that. No, what you're focused on is the forsaking. But when you give up your way and your opinions and your ideas and say, Lord, I give you my love. I will follow you wherever you lead me. You will begin to find true joy. You will begin to find true happiness. You can find true deliverance. And we have then the hope of eternal life. Forsake the pride. Forsake the unforgiveness. Forsake the world. Forsake the heartaches of all of that. And then turn, the Lord wants to give healing. He wants to give joy. He wants to give release. Why wouldn't we want that? It's because the enemy is twisting so many things in our minds in this generation that we need to open up our hearts and respond to His call when He says, if you come, if you will, you know, to will, That's why we sing that song, I have decided. Because no one can force us to serve the Lord. I don't want to force anybody. The Lord didn't. Because it's all about your choice. When you do something you don't want to do, you tend to start resenting it, don't you? When you children, I remember pulling weeds many times as a child. And, you know, there I have to acknowledge there were some times my attitude probably wasn't just what it should have been. But there were other times it's like, you know what? There's work to be done. And you go in, let's do it and let's do it well. You know what changes? It's the same work, but it totally changes your perspective of it. The Lord wants us to serve Him this morning out of a cheerful heart. He doesn't want you to feel coerced. And so He said, if you will, if you want to follow me, if you have a desire to follow me, He said, I want to tell you how to do it. He said, you need to forsake. You need to deny yourself and you need to take up your cross. There is a cross to following the Lord this morning. It's more than just putting our hand in the air and saying, I confess Jesus is my personal Lord and Savior. That testimony and that declaration will not get you very far unless you are willing to forsake. And that is what the essence of repentance is. Yeah. Repentance means to turn away from. Yeah. I have repented or forsaken my sin, and now I'm following Jesus Christ. So if any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. For whosoever, now these are the words of life. Jesus said, whosoever will save his life shall lose it. And whosoever will lose his life for my sake shall find it. For what is a man profited if he shall gain the whole world and lose his own soul? Or what shall a man give in exchange for his soul? What are we profited this morning? What are we trying to get out of life? Is it money? Is it pleasure of the flesh? Talk to people that are really old now and find out how it served them. Let's go to those that have lived the life. And let's look at them and let's talk to them. And let's see, do they have the joy? Do they have peace? Have they had a good life? Is all the things that are glittering out there that the enemy is alluring us with, if I were to get that, is that going to be the answer? Jesus here said it's not. He said, if you gain the whole world and lose your own soul, what is it profit? What are we profited this morning? Oh Lord, help us to know, because our way is going to lead to death. There's a way that seemeth right unto a man. I don't want to be so arrogant to think that my way is the way. I don't want to get so arrogant and so caught up in my own thinking that I think that, well, this is going to be the way. Let's measure our ways to the call of Christ and the way of Christ. Because, folks, this morning, our way will lead to death. That sounds simple, doesn't it? Do you know that that ought to be then the foundation for the decisions that we make? Lord, I don't want it my way, but I want to listen for your call, and I want to do it your way, and I want to do what you want me to do. To deny the flesh, do you know that if we say, or we live this way because, and I know this is repeating what I said the last week or two, but if we are living the way that we are living this morning because we say the church or the preacher, we have missed it. Okay, can I say it again? I want to be sure that everybody that leaves this room this morning gets it. If we are living, if we say the reason we are living the way that we are is because of the preacher or because of the church, we have missed it. Okay? I am not interested in propagating a doctrine of man. I'm not interested this morning just because we've got this history, a wonderful history, mm-hmm. wonderful history, wonderful heritage. But history's not going to get me to heaven. But what's going to get me to heaven is when I respond to Christ's call personally, because I have decided to follow Jesus.
I have decided to follow Jesus. I have decided to follow Jesus.
No turning back, because I made the decision personally. I made that personal decision. And Christ's call was, Michael, you're going to need to forsake your sin. You're going to need to forsake some things. Because the world, the religious world, this is what they're doing. They're preaching Christ without the cross. They're preaching following without forsaking. They are preaching love without commitment, a form without a standard, profession without obedience, worship without devotion. That's what our religious world is doing. If we are going to follow, we must forsake. If we're going to love, we must commit. If we're going to have a form, I don't want something empty. There's going to have to be a standard and a purpose and following the doctrine of God. And if we have a profession, there needs to be obedience. But why is it the world has lost confidence in Christianity? It is because, as one of my math professors told me, very smart, educated man, told me years ago, he said, Christians are the same as everybody else. He said they go to church on Sunday, and on Monday they will lie and cheat and do everything everybody else in the world is doing. He had little confidence in Christianity. I don't have a lot of confidence either in religion of men this morning. That's why we need to say, what does Jesus say? Forsake and follow, and the Lord will be with us. Now let's turn, if you would, to John 17. John chapter 17 in the 13th verse. Jesus said, and now come I to thee, and these things I speak in the world. Jesus was, he spoke it. He prayed it. He was praying to God for his disciples. He said, I've given them thy word. He's talking to God. I gave the disciples thy word, and the world hath hated them. If the world loves you this morning, or you have a desire to fit in and be like the world, we've missed it. If you want the accolades of the world, if you want to act like the world and look like the world and talk like the world and be like the world and worship like the world, we are wasting our time here this morning. We're wasting our time, because Jesus said, if you're going to follow me, you need to deny yourself. And so Jesus said, the world hates my disciples. Why? Because he went on to explain. He said, because they are not of the world. Even as I am not of the world, I pray that thou shouldst not take them out of the world, but thou shouldst keep them from the evil. They are not of the world, even as I am not of the world. Sanctify them through thy truth. You know, Lord, help us this morning. Can we pray with an open heart, Lord, sanctify us this morning?
Yes, Lord.
Sanctify us with thy truth. We are in this world. There are works of the flesh and pride and ambition, and there are the things that are sinful all around us. Jesus did not come for us to isolate ourselves from the world in which he placed us. He did not call us to go, and you've heard me say it, he hasn't called us to go build Saintsville, where all the saints come together in a compound and put a wall around it and isolate ourselves. I believe that God's grace is greater than the power of the world, that we can go out in this world and live a godly life and live according to the word of God. Amen. But he said we are in the world, but we're not of it. This is Christ's call. Forsake the world. But if we're not willing to forsake the world, we're not going to make it. Because following Christ, by definition, means that we are forsaking something. I'm leaving something behind. And Jesus said, you are in the world, but not of it. So saints, this morning, I say in love, I say, no, I repeat the words of Christ. We are to be in the world, but we're not to be of it. And if we wonder why I don't have victory, and wonder why I don't have joy, and why kind of my heart starts going after these things of the world out there, it's because I haven't fixed my heart on Jesus Christ when he said, I've decided. If any man will, let him come. And the scripture says that if, and 1 John is a book of very clear, declarative, black and white statements. But in 1 John 2:15, I know most of y'all could quote it. He said, love not the world. Why? Because we're not to be of it. Should we allow the world to dictate the way that we talk this morning? Should we allow the world to dictate the attitudes and the spirit that we have? Should we allow the world to dictate our standard of dress this morning? Should we allow the standards of the world to dictate the things, the decisions, all these decisions that we're making? The scripture says, love not the world, neither the what? Okay, how many times have you heard people talk about things? Now, I'm just preaching where we live, okay? I've heard it a lot. Well, here they're getting on things. Just leave things alone. This is between me and God. That's a correct statement. It is between me and God. But let's not forget what Jesus taught us. He said, love not the world, neither the things of the world. Do you know why? Because the things of this world are going to interfere in your heart devotion and love for Jesus Christ. And so then there are some things that we need to lay down. And I believe this morning that the Spirit of God is calling individuals in our lives, that there are some things that have been hindering our walk with God. And so the Lord is saying, I want you to lay some things down. Love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. He said, if any man love the world, what? Love the Father's not in. All of the hot button issues, all of the things that people want to argue about, well, I can do this and still be saved. What's the argument about? What's the argument about? It is between you and God. But this is God. This is his way. And he said, if you love the world, he said, the love of God's not in you. Because when you love God with all of your heart, your will and desire, and sometimes we may not hit the mark, but that's our purpose. And that's why the Lord comes along and says, Michael, you're letting your affections go out to something. It's like, Lord, I'm sorry. Thank you for correcting me. It doesn't mean he's there to cut us off this morning. It's not that the Lord's saying, okay, you're not saved now, but it is the mercy of God when his Spirit calls after me and causes us and calls us to refocus on truth and on Christ. And he said, for all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life is not of the Father, but is of the world. Doesn't that cover a lot of ground? So may I just ask us, when we get in these discussions about why do you do that? Why does the church, you know, it's kind of like this mysterious entity, the church. Why does the church teach this? And why? I would just encourage us to come back to the Word of God. Okay? I'd encourage us to come back to the Word of God. Why do I want to do these things? Does it have anything to do with the lust of the flesh? If so, The Lord answered the question. Does it have to do with pride? If it has to do with pride, that's why I'm really pushing for something. Does not the scripture answer it? You see, now it's not about the church anymore. Now it's not about the preacher anymore. Now it's about my personal relationship with Jesus Christ. That the scripture says, if you love these things, he said, the love of the Father is not in him, because if you love me and you answer my call, you will be willing to forsake and you will be willing to follow me. I'd like to bring the message to a conclusion. But I want us to remember this morning that the things of this world will not bring the peace that so often people seek for. The things of this world is not the answer to our personal problems. The things of this world are not the answer to our family problems. The things of this world is not the answer to church problems. But Jesus Christ is. And so, who do we choose this morning to follow? You don't have to answer me, but can we not answer within ourselves to the Lord? What do we want to follow Jesus? And if we say, no, I really don't, then just at least we can recognize that I don't have a desire. But if I truly want to follow Jesus Christ this morning, I need to start closing my ears to the other voices around me. I need to stop giving in and caving to influences around me. And I need to open up my heart and say, Lord, I will follow you. And I'm going to lay my nets down and I'm going to drop them because I know you have something better to offer. This morning, the Lord has something wonderful to offer to each and every one of us. I know that we act different. And we talk different. And we dress differently if we're going to follow what Christ's call is. But do you realize it's very personal? It's very personal. Because I want to please my Lord. And so I want to hear his voice. We are this morning a chosen generation. We're going to conclude with this passage of scripture. 1 Peter 2:9. But you are a chosen generation. A royal priesthood. What kind of nation? A holy nation. A peculiar people. That ye should show forth the praises of him who hath called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. Do you know what the definition of church is? The word church means called. Ecclesia in the Greek. It means called out. God's church are people who have been called out. Called out of what? Called out of the world. Called from the flesh. A people that have not just been called from something, but we have been called to something. We have been called to the peace of God. We've been called to joy. We've been called to holiness. We've been called to purity. We've been called to humility. And that is such a much better way of life than anything else. So I am thankful to be part of the Church of God this morning. I am not ashamed of the Church of God. It's not a church of man. It is God's church in answering the call to be separate from the world, forsaking my own way in embracing his and following Jesus Christ. That is why from the beginning, those that followed Jesus were first called Christians, because they were followers of Christ. And I am not ashamed this morning of this gospel of Jesus Christ, because it is the power of God unto salvation.